it's most unfortunate. There's three families out there that have suffered the loss of a loved one, and communities in turmoil as a consequence of it. You know, we've always said that people have to be careful, and there's a certain level of personal responsibility there. But the Gardaí, as we know, had a crackdown this weekend, and we feel there needs to be a crackdown every weekend and every day and every hour, because we have to be conscious that, you know, it's speed that is the big killer here in a lot of these factors, and that cause a lot of the collisions and a lot of the difficulties, and people using their mobile phones while driving and being distracted, or in some cases intoxicated either with drink or drugs. The Gardaí have had a weekend where they have focused on all of that. What I think the lesson is for everyone is that we need more education, we need more publicity around the issue of the consequences of all of this that happens for families and for loved ones and for communities. And we also need more Garda police and on the roads and on the patrols. We need more checkpoints. We need more people being pulled up for driving recklessly and in a manner which will cause accidents of this nature. And only then can we hope to see a reversal in the increase in number of road deaths that we've had both last year and in the first quarter of this year.
Yeah, just as you mentioned yourself there, Deputy, road deaths up significantly this year in comparison with the same period last year. There's been a suggestion that maybe punishments for speeding and road offences should be tailored to suit the offence. Do you think that will go any way into resolving the issue here?
Look, I think everything has to be on the table, and we have to consider what efforts can be made. But I think the big thing is that an awful lot of people who drive too fast, who take risks and chances to cause these collisions, you know, are doing so with the knowledge that they're very unlikely that there is going to be any consequences or that they're going to be caught in the act. And I think that really is down to better enforcement and having more Gardaí checking. The punishment aspect of it, as regard what level of punishments are there, I think that needs to be looked at as well, of course. I mean, somebody who is obviously in a very well-off circumstance that can afford to pay a fine and doesn't matter to them what that's at, you know, you won't deter them from driving recklessly. But I think we also have to make it appeal to people's conscience, you know, that it's not just their own life but the lives of others that can be seriously at risk and lost in the consequence of driving erratically.